You know, when I hear 7,000? Joey, I think of Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
Not me.
I think of Bring Back My Joey.
Same here.
Oh, God. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Bring Back My Joey.
Corby is in studio.
But my kid has 2 seasons left of Friends.
That's the whole story?
Well, Dan says that Blake may want to challenge her for Friends trivia.
Okay.
Bring it.
Yeah.
I got a new segment.
The thing is, here's the deal.
Oh. Great.
To pair with Look, Here's the Deal. That's an old segment.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm more serious with Look.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
What's the old one?
Look, Here's the Deal.
Yeah. The thing is, Here's the New. I don't have it up anymore.
Oh, okay.
We're throwing it back to Blake.
Back.
Because we're celebrating another anniversary. So, apparently, Saturday was the anniversary of 2 things. One, the Mavs won the championship, right?
Hell yeah.
But it was also the anniversary of, 7-year anniversary of...
You guys getting really mad at the front desk receptionist for not answering your phone call on why today doesn't suck.
So Blake says it's really funny. He listened to the old audio and he thought we should play it.
All right.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Let's set this up.
Okay.
Because...
Does it need setup?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know what the audio. We got 5 minutes of audio to play here.
Okay, yeah. Because the receptionist, girl...
Woman.
Woman.
Female.
She worked for ESPN. That was her primary job. Is that covered within this?
Yeah, indirectly.
Almost to the point of being an operative. She hated us.
Yeah.
Us being the ticket.
Yeah.
All right? So that's how
it should be set. Who can hate us?
I know! We're so nice!
Especially the front desk people.
Yeah!
And for those who don't know, there was a merger which brought ESPN in here, so now you're rubbing shoulders with your quote-unquote competition.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, he's right. ESPN operative now having to play along with ticket shtick, and she did not like that.
Okay, so should I just roll?
Roll, baby.
Stop and start if we need to, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Please, someone else be at the front desk.
Only sucks. Only sucks.
Please, God.
Not her.
Why is Jake sexist? Uh-oh.
I'm listening to music.
Someone just picked up.
Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Well, they hung up.
She
picked up and hung up.
We know who's effing B.
Let's,
different world.
Let's all settle down here a little bit.
Let's wade into these waters, shall we?
That effing B.
Let's jump. Might as well jump.
Go ahead.
That's what Chris Cross said.
Look at this. Dan, you're being defied right now.
You are. Man, you're going to have to straighten this out.
I'm about to go ape S on this whole effing company, too. Because of this.
Uh-oh. Easy.
What happened?
We're calling Cumulus Radio Dallas. Reaching 3 million. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now.
Hang up. Now you can't even hang it up.
All right, pause it.
So now you've broken the phone.
So what, it was someone's Cumulus birthday? I was trying to just get transferred?
Yeah.
And she kept hanging up on us?
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you can clearly hear that I'm wildly amused by his frustration. At some point, I break as well.
Okay, let's just play it, right?
Yeah.
Two. For the sales department, press 3. For the news department, press 5.
Just seen him.
For promotion,
banging the phone down.
Please make your selection now. For the overcusser, press 8.
Feel better?
That was about the closest thing to I'm sorry, that's it.
He can't hang it up. He beat it up so much, he can't hang it up.
Oh, my God.
If you started from the bottom, press 3.
For the top, press 4.
That was one of the top 5 moments of my life.
If you're wondering what exactly to turn down for...
Hey, if you're mad that you work for ESPN and we bought you and we carry you...
You don't even know who it is.
Yes, I do know who it is.
It's
that ESPN chick.
Yeah.
And last time, hey, I'm going to say ESPN on your airwaves, and I'll show you guys.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of these people.
See?
We're carrying this effing company.
Yeah!
Idiots.
Yeah. Yes! Yes!
You want
yes.
those checks to clear?
That's right.
He's pick like I was phone. The other night, guys, night
a
out.
A little effing respect, and I need to get transferred. You can't even do that, because you're too busy.
You want me to go up there?
Let's try it again.
Yeah, why don't you go up there with a...
Here, what's the...
Guys, I'm really busy up here. A lot of work to...
So apparently there's some history... We had done it before. Yeah. She worked in the word ESPN, thought she was getting one over on us. Okay.
Well, yeah, when people used to be here, you would call employees on a on their birthdays, and you want to get transferred. And
she was not vibing with us at all.
No.
And like, so she was not a fan.
Well, you would see her in the hallway.
Yeah,
and it was
icy.
Very cold.
No, she was... Always had a scowl when she saw
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah. I don't get
for
it.
For me? Yeah. For such a cool guy like
so
me, I'm just always
chill,
ready
bro.
To just play around.
So you broke the phone by slamming it?
Oh, he
slammed the hand.
Apparently, I don't know.
He wrecked that whole system.
That's the old me. I've changed a lot over the last.
It was
time.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sure.
Break it.
I'm sorry. No, I don't think you.
I'm sorry, phone.
Here, dial again. Let's try this again.
Corby's going to go up. Are you online,
John
Corby?
John Butchigrass is supposed to call in a few minutes, so we got to keep this line clear.
Corby, are you with us?
South Pal Antonio.
We save this
all right,
line.
We're online with Corby Davidson. He is in the hallway.
Colin Cowherd special line.
What's her name? Okay, there she is. Hang on. Dude, answer the phone. We're calling you from the radio station. We got business. What? You don't care. It is your job to answer the phone.
Maybe that's how they do it at ESPN.
Answer the phone, okay? Dude, yes, answer the phone. Why not? We're not going to harass you. We want you to transfer us to an employee. That's it. We'll say one more word to you. Just pick up the phone and transfer. Lindsay, good Christ.
Whoa.
Now, let me in here. I don't have a buzzer to get back. I don't have a
buzzer. So, wait a second.
So... He exited
you walked
the
into
castle
the...
walls without his keys.
Yeah. And you have to have a fob to get back in.
So now he's all...
I'm yelling at her.
Blank and vinegar.
That's in person. Like... See, I'm kind of ballsy phone confrontation guy. I don't know that I would do in-your-face confrontation like you just did.
I mean, we were all mad at her.
I know, but that's another level. And now you're
tip
yelling at her face-to-face... And now for her to unlock the door, she has to stand next to you.
She had to get up and walk over. Yes, she did.
She goes, it was very uncomfortable. We got business.
All right, we've got another minute here.
Lindsay, good Christ.
Whoa.
Now, let me in here. I don't have a
buzzer
to get out.
Oh, now he doesn't mean he
knocked
out.
Now, let me in here.
Like, Mike, I feel like we've been very supportive with ESPN employees.
We've even.
I'm just saying, if well, someone offered. Asks for, if you want me to help you carry something or what,
don't get me started. Don't
friendly.
Get me started on this situation.
We don't need
you
to bring
like
them in here
them
and
over there?
Then have them act all defiant and pissed.
No, we don't. But you think I like having them over there?
We're not acting like we're pissed that you're here.
Well, I am.
I've taken Jonathan Coachman to lunch already.
Is that good?
Snake.
Yeah, snake.
Yeah, just
snake.
Take your key
snake.
Card next
snake.
Time.
Yeah, take it.
Now, as I turned around to storm back out of there, now let me in! Could you...
What was she wearing?
Like a tracksuit.
Did you tell if she was wearing underwear?
We gotta act like we're in a big battle off the air?
No, we're not!
Guys, I don't have time for this.
I forgot the number. What's the front desk?
I forgot the number?
In a spit of rage, he blacked out.
Man, you're like that POW there.
Well, this birthday, better be good.
Well, now, do we even want to talk to Lindsay?
Cumulus Media.
Who's this?
Can we get transferred to Lindsay, please?
Yes, one second.
Thank you.
Hey, can you just act like a nice person off
the phone?
No. No key electronic deposits.
Stuart Scott would be like that.
You didn't walk out friendly.
No, I didn't walk out friendly because she wasn't doing her job.
Good
right?
God, I thought you guys would never call me.
Lindsay.
All that to get to Lindsay.
So I guess happy birthday to Lindsay on Saturday too, right? We missed that.
Her birthday's the 6th or 7th, though. So somewhere there's a...
Called a week later? Or?
Yeah. So there's a misstep.
That was like the maddest I've ever heard, Dan. Like, the idea of him being defied.
Dude, I think that she was gone within a week or two after that, too. It didn't end well.
You connect the dots.
Once you make Corby mad?
No. I think she quit. And
I wonder why.
Exactly. Like, how could she show her face around the hallways after that?
All right, 247. This is the ticket.